If wait a minute.
What?
I need my seat.
Why?
Because it's an embarrassing tenure story.
Oh, my God,
and I need
Stephen.
To be sitting down. What have you done, young lady?
Well, on Monday, this is... I don't even know.
True story, okay?
It is a true story.
She said, oh, I'll tell you on air. And when I can do it now, she goes, I need a couple of days to calm down before I tell you. So Monday. Yeah. So we're finally releasing this now. Yeah. This is what I love.
I went into a public toilet at a shopping centre.
Enough said. Rise, you go to the commercial.
That is embarrassing.
Right. And I went in the first one. It was like, okay, someone's decorating the toilet stall. There were strips of wallpaper, not full sheets. Someone had sort of ripped them in half lengthways.
Right.
And they'd press them up around the stall like, I don't know, streamers, if you like. So I thought, I'm not sitting in here. This is weird. So I went out and I went in the next one. There was still a couple of these weird streamer-like things hanging around the toilet, on the back of the cistern, on the wall. You know what I mean? Like someone had decorated with toilet paper.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to keep moving. I need a wee-wee. So did my tinkle.
Okay, you just said wee-wee and tinkle in the same thing.
Sorry, but I'm trying to think, like, tell you what happened. Had a tinkle.
Okay.
Pulled the jeans up and out I went. Oh, my God.
Come on.
As I'm standing on the elevator going down, this guy behind me goes,
oh, no.
Excuse me, you've got toilet paper hanging out of your jeans. Oh, my God.
No.
I'm so embarrassed,
no,
Steve.
No, I'm sorry, Tenure. It's now your rite of passage to life.
But it was one of these long streamer things. When I've hoiked up my jeans, I must have caught one that was sort of attached to the wall or the cistern.
Right.
And it's hanging out like a big tail. And it literally was like 2 metres long. And
that only happened in the movies.
It was trailing.
It really does happen.
It was trailing behind me like a tail. And he actually wouldn't touch me. He used one of those pool noodles that he just bought to poke me with it. He didn't even want to touch me.
Fair call.
I felt like the most festy human being. And I pulled the tail off as you would.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to roll
it
up.
Oh, no.
It was too long.
No, mate, you do the flick and run. You don't roll it up.
I had to.
You
I was on
flick
the
and run.
It might have got caught up in the mechanism.
Exactly. A diversion. Well, you got the hell out of there.
Oh, my God. It was so embarrassing. And I'm trying
to
say.
I hope as you left, you caught the bus with us on the side.
But you know when you go into over-explanation because you're embarrassed? I'm
yes.
Going, look, I just did a wee. This was.
Were you doing this while you were rolling it up?
Yes.
I've just done a wee and there was toilet paper hanging down the toilet. And he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He wants to get out of there.
He wanted to push past with his pool noodle and just get out of there.
All pool noodle guy wanted was out and he had to sit around and listen to your explanation.
I know. It was so embarrassing.
Nice of him to point it out, isn't it?
I was, actually.
Yeah.
Really nice. Thank you, pool noodle guy.
Yeah, 30 other you. People that walked past you. Shame on you.
Regular listener to the show said, Steve says she's weird.
Maybe it's a new thing.
Yeah.
New fashion.
Could catch on.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, Tanya.
But who decorates a toilet cistern stall
thing? Probably the same person that tucks some down a jeans.